news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Good evening, folks. It is I, the Surfer. And I just want to say, before we get started, and this goes out to my co-host, so he better not open his mouth until I'm done. If you say a word about what's going on in the game, and this is for real now, if you say anything, okay, there will be consequences and repercussions. Okay, keep your mouth shut about the game. Keep your trap shut. Keep that pie hole shut. Okay. I don't want you better not. Hey, don't say a word. Keep it shut. Okay.
Yes, sir.
You've been warned.
Okay.
This is serious. This is serious. Okay.
No, I know you it's know, serious.
Okay, now we got that out of the way. Good evening, folks.
This is how friends usually talk to each other, people.
No, this is not friendship. This is football.
Because our teams are playing each other. No, I wasn't going to say anything.
I'm about to do the show now.
It's because our favorite football teams are playing each other right now.
Hey, you shut up.
What?
This is no joke. Keep your mouth shut.
Well, I am Jordan Cobb, co-host of What Are You Reading comic book show.
Maybe. But anyway, I am the Surfer, and we are doing the What Are You Reading comic book show, and it is Sunday, 5 p.m. on the East Coast.
4:05 here in the Central Time Zone on November 30th.
And we're here to talk the comic books that you like and comic news, and hopefully... Really, we want to take your call, but...
Yeah, we like talking to you.
So, what is the best way they can call in?
Well, you know that new phone you just... You know that... Hey, listeners, you know that new phone you just got on Black Friday? You could totally use that to call us at the phone number 215-253-4516. Or you can go on Skype via Skype Mobile or use that new laptop you got yourself for Black Friday because you felt like you earned it. And add the contact SilverSurfer_forever. Or on same laptop, you could, or computer, whatever, go to the Rant Listen Live chat room at www.rantemradio.com/chat-listen-live.
And how are they listening to us? What platforms?
Oh, yeah, you know, if you're not listening right now, which, that's a shame, you're going to miss all the fun. But you can listen to all that fun anywhere, anytime, as you choose, on rantemradio.com. Go to chat, you know, go to the chat, listen live, you know, chat, listen dash live as well. We're on rotation with all the other fine programs on here. You can listen to us on Geek Life Radio, Podbean, Stitcher Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and of course, iTunes. You can subscribe to Rant Entertainment Media Radio on iTunes, and, you know, just subscribe to us, Rate us 5 stars, leave a review. It's going to help us out a lot, get us a little more notice.
Okay. So, how was Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving? Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, what made it so good? What made you...
Food, scotch, and the Mystery Science Theater 3000 Turkey Day Marathon.
Oh, okay. What did they show?
Oh, man. I know... I'm trying to figure the one where they went, woo, Packers won the Super Bowl. All right. I've had a busy weekend. I went and finally saw Interstellar yesterday.
I told you.
What?
Don't mention anything about the game.
I'm not talking about the game.
I don't want to hear their name, okay? Don't even bring up cheese, okay?
Do you not even remember the episode of NXT?
Look,
that was a running joke?
Jordan, put a little thought behind the things you say, okay? Don't be rage. Okay?
I only said that because I'm trying to remember what episode.
You should have known that was going to set me off.
Okay, Surfer, just calm down. I said that to try and help myself remember what one of the episodes they showed during the Turkey Day Marathon.
Just forget it.
All right. Well,
you had a good Thanksgiving. Got your turkey in. Got your cranberry in.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Well, my Swanson Hungry Man TV dinner was pretty outstanding this year. I bought it fresh. I brought it home. I didn't have to, it was already thawed out. And see, I've learned that the best temperature to cook a TV dinner so it comes out perfect. See, if you don't put it at the right temperature at the right time, then the TV dinners are so easy to mess up. But I've gotten to a point where, a lot of instructions tell you to preheat. But with a TV dinner, that is the most important thing. Okay, don't just start off with the temperature cold, and don't overheat it. Preheat it at the exact temperature, cook it at the exact time, it'll come out right every time. Okay. Did you write that down? Are you listening? Did I lose you?
Hello. I accidentally hit the mic.
So did you write all that down?
No, because I don't do TV dinners really anymore.
So, didn't go out for Thanksgiving or Black Friday.
I did. I got myself a deal.
What deal did you get?
Well, I got me both seasons of Arrow on DVD.
Yeah? For what? $10?
Yeah, about $10 each. Yeah. And season 4 of Boardwalk Empire on DVD.
That's the only thing I did regret is not getting some of those DVD deals.
And I was able to get Megan's Christmas gift, which also happened to be one of the seasons of CSI with William Peterson. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I gotta say, pretty damn good. I also went and finally saw Interstellar.
Yeah, and...
it was pretty good. It's one of the best movies of the year. I'm not outright in love with it. I think it had a few problems, but I was very impressed with it, and I'm glad I went and saw it in the theater.
I can't call it one of the best movies of the year, okay? I've seen it twice, and the second time I sat through it, I came out better than the first time I watched it, which... didn't hate it, but just thought just too much and too long. And
yeah, I will agree. The movie needed a tighter pace.
That whole contact ending.
Whoa! Spoilers for the listeners.
Well, that's not a spoiler. I mean, I'm not telling you what happened. I'm just saying the ending is similar to Contact. And there's a lot of other movies mixed into that 3-hour disaster movie, because that's what Interstellar is. It's a disaster movie, straight up. I mean, you think it's a science fiction movie, it's really a disaster movie. And you know, in the end, I say it's okay. There's some things I thought worked and some things didn't. But yeah, one of the best movies, yeah, nowhere near it, in my opinion. Anyway, that's just how I feel. I've been wrong before. Not many times, you know, but once in a while, you know, I go against the grain. Everybody else has an opinion on a movie, and I don't agree with it. It's like I didn't think Horrible Bosses was that. Bosses 2 was all that great, but people laughed at it. So anyway, that's not what we talk about. We talk about comic book movies and related comic book movies.
And comic books, even.
So, box office news. Big Hero 6 came in third place this week with $18.7 million. Its domestic total is down to $167 million, which has surpassed its budget after 4 weeks. Did better in its first weekend than Penguins, which is in second place, and not really related to what we talk about, but it is the movie that's pushing Big Hero 6 down the list. Whether that happens next week or not, who knows? Hunger Games, of course, is number one. And that's as far as I'm prepared to go in box office. But, Jordan, you know what everybody wants to talk about, right? So let's get to it. Hold on. Let me play this first. Anytime now.
There has been an awakening. Have you felt it?
Some out there who have not left their computer screens since this hit. They've been watching this over and over in a constant loop, and I worry about them. But the new Star Wars trailer came out, even though
Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Yeah, this is just a teaser. Even though they was talking about how it was going to be playing in the theaters in front of Interstellar on certain screens, they put it on the internet, and yes, people are losing their minds over the fact that there's a black stormtrooper. Do you believe that, Jordan?
I could. It's like we never got to see a look under a stormtrooper's helmet, really.
Well,
so.
You know, some complaining. But all the stormtroopers should look like Jango Fett.
Well, yeah, true, but that's a technical question.
Nobody knows what the stormtroopers in the like, in the beginning, yeah, the stormtroopers were all clones.
And this is after. Like, but again, Force Awakens is set 30 years after, the original trilogy.
I don't know if that particular scene is 30 years after, but who knows?
What? Well, in the internet's still blown up that it's John Boyega from
Attack the Block.
Yeah, from Attack the Block. Which, by the way, if you have not seen that yet, go watch it. It's a pretty damn good movie.
You know, I had somebody tell me that they didn't think Attack the Block was amazing. And
that's their opinion.
I'm really, really thinking about ending my friendship with them.
No. End their friendship if they say The Flash isn't a good show.
Well, we'll talk about Flash and stuff too, but
I will say, Iron in the chat room, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this Star Wars trailer.
Call in.
Yeah, anyway. Call in. Anyway, let us know your thoughts. We're gonna give our thoughts right now. I thought that trailer was pretty damn good.
Well, for a teaser, yeah, I mean it
did its job.
It did enough, so yeah, let's bring on some Star Wars next year. It didn't tell you a story.
No.
It's not telling you the plot of any kind. It's just you didn't see none of your favorites.
Yeah, that which I thought was good. That's a good move.
I want to know why there's still TIE fighters and stormtroopers and people chasing the Millennium Falcon. I thought the Empire was done. Unless, you know, with the Emperor's death, somebody else took over the Empire and they're still fighting, you know. I thought freedom came to the universe, to the galaxy, far, far away.
Some people just don't like freedom, apparently. Some people hate it.
I mean, I distinctly remember Jar Jar Binks saying, "We're free!" Ruining the ending of one of my favorite Star Wars movies, Return of the Jedi.
I think Jar Jar Binks really just ruins everything.
Yeah.
Iron says he would like to call in, but his voice sucks from working outside the last few nights. That's understandable.
Oh, come on now. We don't judge.
Yeah, I'm still paying close attention to the chat room. I will say...
Oh, Lee's calling in.
Yeah, well, yeah. Oh, Lee, good. I will say that the one part of the trailer, there is one moment in the trailer that turned me into a five-year-old boy once again, and that was seeing the Millennium Falcon take flight once again. I just lost all sense of judgment. I was like... Fuck critical thinking right now. The Millennium Falcon is flying again.
All right, Lee. What's up, my friend?
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, we're doing good. We're talking them Star Wars.
Awesome.
You see them Star Wars trailers?
I did. I saw the one trailer. I saw one that like it was a fan made, like a combination.
Yeah, what's that official? Official.
Yeah. What I just saw
I saw the Lego Star Wars trailer and the regular teaser trailer.
I didn't see the Lego Star Wars one, but like, then again,
I did post it, so you can find
there's
it.
There's already a Lego version of the Force Awakens teaser.
Yes.
Damn, internet, you work fast.
Wow.
But Lee, your thoughts?
I'll start by saying that I thought it was cool. A lot of people, it's just a teaser trailer. I know a lot of people complain about. You know, I can't believe that's it and everything else. I'm just like, wow, just it's a teaser. The movie doesn't come out till
December next year
from now. I know. I mean, be thankful that you got that, and you know, I'll be interested to see that lightsaber that was that Sith saber. I'm interested to see.
That makes it look like a cross hilt, like you know, in ye olden times.
I'll be interested to see that, but you know, well, that's pretty much it. I thought it was cool. I'm going to go see it regardless. You know what I'm saying? I will say, not taking away from the conversation about the trailer, I will say that, and y'all got to educate me on this again.
Go ahead.
This is, I was trying to figure out what they were exactly going to do as far as, or Disney, Marvel, whoever, what they're going to do as far as, you know, the continuity of the canon. Because I think it could be I used to read this old Marvel Star Wars comics. I've read some of
the Dark Horse. Oh, the ones in the
80s? Yeah, and I read some of the Dark Horse, but some of the more recent stuff I didn't have. Like, I read back in the first Legacy that they had with, what is his name?
By the way, I will say, for those that want some more Star Wars, I have two things to recommend to you. One is the current show airing on Disney and Disney XD, Star Wars Rebels. It is...
Is that good?
It's fantastic. Yeah,
it's pretty good. Now, I would say that the pilot was much better than the regular show, but the show's still good.
Yeah, it really is. And also, yes, Star Wars Dark Horse comics, especially some of the stuff done by Jon Ostrander.
But the deal is... Nothing that's been in print before now is part of canon.
And that sucks because
going forward, Mara
Jade's amazing. And
damn, Surfer, nothing that's been in print.
Nothing. I mean, but Lucas always maintained none of that was canon.
No, but some of it they said that they were they've actually incorporated some of that. Like,
my bad.
I understand, for some of the stuff that they did, like some of the later stuff, I can understand some of the stuff because it was kind of all over the place. Like, a lot of writers had freedom. I guess they just wanted to tell good stories. But some of the Knights of the Old Republic stuff, I was kind of hoping they would kind of hold on to that. But I can understand.
By the way, check out Star Wars Legacy by Dark Horse.
I read the old Star Wars Legacy. I didn't read the new one. I read the one where Darth, what's his name? Darth Bane, was it?
You didn't read the one from,
2006. I read the one from, like, 07, 2006, 07.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Well, they had a Dark Star Wars Legacy that came out last year.
Oh, I did not notice that. I will say, that also sucks, because, no, that doesn't. I mean, the whole not expanding universe, because there are two amazing characters that came from the expanding universe. There's Mara Jade and Kyle Thrawn. Both some of the best Star Wars characters.
Well, it might have been Darth Kraken. It was the one where they said that he lifted the rule of having two Siths. They said they can be as many as he wanted.
Darth who?
I want to say Darth. I can look it up. It might be it. He was the one that had like that kind of like headpiece, kind of like that dude that was on Chronicles of Riddick. I can't think of his name, but I think it's a good jumping on point for somebody who. Because if you try to read the expanded stuff, you got a long ways to go back.
With Star Wars Legacies, they're collected in trades now. There's Broken, there's the first storyline, Broken.
Did you see the hardback?
Oh, man, that hardback looks beautiful.
It looks so,
They
have two of them.
I want them both. And there's also Trust Issue. These are the trades. They are Broken, Shards, Claws of the Dragon, Alliance, The Hidden Temple, Vector, Volume 2.
Vector's the one where he went through time, right?
Storms, Tatooine, Monster Extremes. I believe it is, yes.
That's when Vader went through, like, time or something? Or...
Yes. It is a while since I read them. You know,
I'm so behind. Like, I stopped it back when, because Legacy was awesome.
Star Wars Legacy is one of the best. And, there's also Star Wars Legacy War.
That might be the newer one then, because I know they had one that came out last year.
Yeah, War was 2010 to 2011.
And, okay, no, this one just saw last year, and it might
still be. And Iron in the chat room says, all this Star Wars talk, new trick. You haven't seen Star Wars yet, Iron?
You know, it's definitely something where, I will say this, it's not for everybody. You know, like,
I know, but it's such a cultural milestone. It's just like, how have you not seen it yet?
But it depends on whose culture, though. That's the thing. Like, it's not for...
I have plenty of friends. They refuse to watch Star Wars movies.
Well, the thing is, like, Jordan, how old are you, Jordan, I don't know if you put that out or not.
You know what? I don't mind. I'm 25.
Okay, so you're 25, but still, like, okay. So there was a gap where there weren't any Star Wars movies.
But I still saw them.
Because, see, when I grew up, there was
83 to 97.
Yeah, well, I was born in 78, so the first Star Wars was already out. And
no, 99 was when the first prequel came out, right?
Well, I'm not talking about the prequel. I was born in 78, so the first Star Wars came out in 77.
Yeah, I know.
And then 80. So I didn't even get... the first Star Wars I saw in the movie was Return of the Jedi, because I was too young to see the other ones and know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then... And my favorite one is still Empire Strikes Back. I just...
Yeah, and Empire Strikes Back is... Empire Strikes Back is one of the main reasons I want to make movies. It really is. It's one of the main reasons I went to film school. It's why I want to. It's a big reason. It's a big help as to why I want to be a filmmaker.
Lucas doesn't like Empire Strikes Back.
Well, because didn't have enough Ewoks or enough toys to sell. Also, not.
So who doesn't like it?
George Lucas.
You know why I don't care about George Lucas? I'm fine.
Yeah, I am thankful. That's a good thing. That's a positive everyone can focus on for the Force Awakens.
Lucas
ain't fault.
He fucked his own shit up. Look, when they came out with, I never forget when I saw I was fine with what he did in his prequels or whatever. That's fine. He came up with these midichlorians and all that bullshit. I'm like, whatever, that's fine. You want to do that?
You know, there was talk that the whole midichlorians thing was going to be mentioned in the original trilogy, and they didn't mention it.
Yeah, sir, but he's been saying that about a lot of shit. He said that he did all this shit originally. And that's what he said. I'm not going to deny.
There was been some other woman that was going to be Luke's twin sister and not Leia.
And that's fine, but you know it's easier to come back. I'm not saying he's lying, but it's easier to come back later and say this is always the case. But when he started fucking with the originals, when it got to the part when the one for me that I really didn't care for was when they had Hayden Christensen be, you know, the end of Return of the Jedi, when Luke goes and he sees the spirit of Obi-Wan and Yoda.
Fuck that!
I'm like, first off, he wouldn't even have recognized this dude, and number two, these Obi-Wan and Yoda, when they were in their spirit forms, they were in their last known human, you know, form. So why would it go all the way back to Hayden Christensen?
Yeah, isn't my... Oh, by the way, I misread what Iron said. He's seen all the Star Wars.
He hasn't
seen the trailer yet. My bad. I'll take the mistake on that. That was my bad.
I think it was supposed to be because he walked away from the dark side and went back to the light. That was the form he was in before he went to the dark side, which is bullshit. They should have just kept the old man they had in the...
I love how you presented an argument for that, but then admitted it was bullshit.
You know what? That's the only... And what Surfer said, I thought about, because that's the only excuse he could have gotten. But like y'all said, it's still bullshit, but that's the only excuse he could have given was that. But it still wouldn't work because he turns back to the good side before he died. Because in those his final moments, he turned back.
I mean, why
good? So
why didn't they use what you call him as a young Obi-Wan if everybody's getting younger? You know?
Oh, Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
He went back and he screwed that shit up. And it was like, you know, I just think that you know what I will say is I haven't seen the Clone Wars. And I'm thinking about going back and watching the Clone Wars TV series. I don't know how good that is. Is it okay?
I saw some of the Clone Wars. My one problem why I didn't stick with it, and I know quite a few people that enjoy the Clone Wars, I just felt for a half-hour cartoon, you had to really pay attention to what was going on. And if you didn't, then you would just not... You would get lost as to...
Surfer, you ain't lying, because I watched the first episode where I think Yoda was looking for something, or they were trying to... And I was like, damn, this is... It seemed like it was longer than a half hour. And keep in mind, I watched it without commercials, but you're right. It's very... You got to pay attention, which I really kind of don't mind. I mean, it does have substance to it.
I don't mind paying fully attention to a TV show. It's like, look, when I'm seeing something new, I...
Watch the 2D Clone Wars. That shit is awesome.
We recommend the Clone Wars.
Hold up, Lee. You never seen the 2D Clone Wars?
What's the 2D? You know about the movie they had?
There was a 2D hand-drawn version years ago done by Gendy Tartakovsky.
And, like, the episodes were, like, 10 minutes long, 10, 15
minutes
long.
I have those on DVD. There's two DVDs of them. Right. Yeah, I got them. Okay, they were Mace Windu, so like, wiped out that whole fucking...
It was so good.
And it led into episode 3.
Yeah, I got those. I have those on DVD. Yeah, I watched those
That was some badass stuff.
Yeah, that was nice. I thought they were originally supposed to, because around that time, at one point, they were supposed to have a live-action Star Wars on CBS at one point. I don't know whatever happened to that. That was around the time when, around episode 2. But,
they talked about, well, with Disney owning the rights, you may get a live-action at some point, because they didn't spend all that money not to take full advantage of it. So,
you know, I'm okay with Disney. I know a lot of people, they say this, that, and the other, but Disney has done some... People always think they hear the name Disney and they think Kitty. Well, I mean, let's be real. If you have a small child, mm-hmm. like you having that child watch Bambi, you're not going to have that same child watch Pirates of the Caribbean. You know what I'm saying? Or Avengers, even if they're, you know, I mean, they don't know what's going on. They can't comprehend certain things. So it's okay. It's going to be fine. You know, Star Wars, it's going to be okay. Just let them do. Look, at least they have a company that, at least you have it that is by a company who you know aren't going to let their reputation go down as far as, oh, you fucked it up.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be fine. Hey, well, Surfer, before this call is over, Surfer, remind me that I need to ask you an important question. All right, just remind me. All right.
Okay, what's your important question?
No, no, it's off track. It's about Fantastic Four. Something you said last week, and I just...
Okay, let's talk. Let's talk about it.
You are a caller, so we don't have to wait if you want to answer.
Talk.
I didn't want to derail. Well, I was talking to one of my friends because you said something last week, and, you know, like, I took a long hiatus from comics. You know, life just happened, had children, did a lot of hours work. So for a while, I had disconnected. And what happened was... it was doing. I was reading FF, and I was reading a lot of stuff around 2007 is when I kind of stopped. 2007
mm-hmm.
went into 2008, maybe. It might not even been 2008, but anyway. So I missed the whole Jonathan Hickman Fantastic Four, and when my first introduction to Jonathan Hickman was Manhattan Projects.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying Manhattan Projects is bad. I'm just saying it just wasn't for me. I just personally...
Oh, I love that book, personally.
I just wasn't interested in it.
You know what, Lee? I can't blame you, because that book is a bit hard to get into. I find it really fascinating.
Here's you got
to
know about Hickman and his writing, okay? If you want to read, like, a single issue and expect to get a lot out of it, you're not.
No, I read the trade. My first thing with him was the trade. I just wasn't interested in the topic. I know about that topic already. Stuff in school. I just wasn't interested in reading about it as a comic. That was my thing. Like I said, I'm not gonna. Now, East of West, I read the first trade. I thought it was pretty cool.
Oh, I need to read that.
Yeah, I read the first trade of East of West. Thought it was cool. Avengers, I read the first issue. And me and Sir, we talked about that. And I do understand that. I think that if I read his stuff like in omnibus form, like his Avengers, I think I probably would enjoy it maybe. But I think reading the first couple issues, I just wasn't invested at $3.99 an issue. To go take that route. Now, I didn't like, but I will say this. I like New Avengers. Right. I like New Avengers.
If you get an omnibus,
well, I like New Avengers. That,
trust me.
That's what I wanted to ask you about, which you said last week, and that's what made me wonder, because you said that, and I've never heard anyone say anything bad about his Fantastic Four and FF, and you said last week something that made me think. You were like, once you read his Fantastic Four and Avengers, everything else is hard to... it doesn't.
Well, I didn't say that about the Avengers because he's still writing that.
No, you said about Fantastic Four.
Oh yeah, listen.
And FF. Okay. So how was that run? Like, if you could give a review on that run, how was that?
To me, and you know, people point to Burns' run and a lot of writers. Who's writing Daredevil right now?
Mark Waid. Who wrote the Fantastic Four?
They were some fantastic runs. I just think Hickman is the greatest run I've read on Fantastic. I've read Lee and Kirby. I've read those stories. And you know, you can't get no better than Lee and Kirby. And I think, okay, I'm trying to make this quick as possible. When people write the Fantastic Four, they either make it a pure superhero book, either a pure family book, or pure adventure book, right? Hickman did all those things in his 3 years on that book. He managed to throw all that in together and make it work.
Now, was his a victim of... Was his Fantastic Four, was he done his run, or was it like they were starting the Marvel Now thing? Is that what took him off?
No, he... I don't know. He finished the story. If you read it, you can tell he finished his story. He was done. Like if you start off with Dark Reign Fantastic Four and read up to at least the Forever storyline, you can tell that man was done his story. And then even the books that came after Forever, where he was wrapping stuff
up. How many years was he on it?
3 years. It's like, when you read it all together, it's one long story. He completed it. He didn't leave nothing open. And then one of two threads he did leave open, he did them in the Avengers. Like, what's happening with the Black Panther? Like, he started a storyline with the Black Panther in the Fantastic Four, and then that moved on to New Avengers. It's the same thing with the Inhumans. So,
Because, I mean, I talked to my one friend, he said that for him, he said it was like a masterpiece. He said he found himself like crying. Some of those stories were just so beautiful. Like,
well, I'll say this about Hickman. He is a writer that, I mean, the best comparison to him I could make is like Grant Morrison, honestly. Like, really, really weird, some really out there, highly idealized concepts.
When he killed off Johnny Storm, right? He made it work. He made it emotional. I mean, everybody knew
that he was going to be back.
It was coming. And that, you know, because they were saying a Fantastic Four member was going to die. And by process of elimination, you knew Ben already died once, Reed died once, Sue died once. So it was Johnny's turn. And he made the story. He the whole time, he still left you thinking, which of these members are going to die? Because he put each one in a situation where they could easily not get out of it. And when he killed Johnny off, it was like he went out like in a big way. And then bringing in Spider-Man to take his place. Usually you would think, wow, Spider-Man, that got to be corny. He made it work, okay?
Really?
Like Spider-Man is part of Fantastic Four. If they brought him back today, it works. I mean, he just fit right in. It wasn't awkward. It wasn't like he didn't fit into to the way their powers work. He was a member of that team.
And I remember
how did he write Doom and Franklin Richards? Did he write them good?
He wrote them well. He wrote them great. And I will say, one of my favorite moments that came from the death of Johnny Storm was the reading of his last will and testament, where it's like, and look, if you're going to replace me with anyone, can't make it Peter. He's the best.
There was a book following the death where there was like no words, right? The whole 3/4 of the book was just pictures. And it was so emotional. You could just tell how everybody was just torn apart over his death. It was like, one of the things happened was the Thing was taken out to the desert by Thor and the Hulk. And you know, the Thing was there, so he was the most torn up about it. And they just let him just pound on them because they knew he had so much, you know, inside of him. And like you know, you gotta remember how strong the Thing is, and just to sit there and let this man beat on you so he can get out his frustration, and like Reed.
Who was beating on him?
No.
Okay.
Thor and Hulk allowed the Thing to beat on them to get out his frustration.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'll say this. I'll give my thoughts on the Hickman run. I love Jonathan Hickman's Fantastic Four. I do think also he's probably the best next to Byrne and Mark White. I even love Fraction's little Fantastic Four run.
Oh, and then the rest of the book, what happened was Franklin was all distraught sitting on top of the Baxter building.
Yeah, and then came Peter.
And here comes Spider-Man. And he had a conversation.
Now, which Franklin was this? Was this adult Franklin? Peter.
Child Franklin.
Oh, yeah, child. Oh, wait, I thought you were asking. Okay, never mind.
And he had to talk to him about how he lost his uncle and everything. And, you know, just sat with the boy, took him swinging around town and stuff. It's one of the best single issues that was done. And very words in that book. It's all artwork, and it tells the whole emotion to that particular
story.
Yeah,
I'll also say about Hickman. First, I have not read East of West yet. That's on my to read list. I will get to that as soon as I can. Manhattan Projects, I think, is great. I'm one of the minorities here that say I'm not quite enjoying his Avengers run. You've probably heard Surfer tell me how wrong I am.
Yeah, well, he's ramped stuff up since everything's about to end. You know.
I'll just say his Fantastic Four started to feel a little bit more the same. Yeah. No. I meant his Avengers. Just kind of.
He's wrecked. Wakanda is ruined. Okay, destroyed Wakanda.
Who
does that?
Okay, you know what?
Atlantis is destroyed.
I will go back and give Hickman's Run another shot.
Atlantis is destroyed. Who does that?
I said on air, but today, just previously and before, I will go back and give his Avengers a second chance.
Well, I mean, yeah, read it as a whole story once it's all done.
But. Yeah, I think that might work best, and I might see if I like it better. Although I'm not too sure if I.
That's my issue. I'm not saying stuff is bad. I'm just saying that.
Well, no, I was just giving my two cents on the Hickman thing.
Well, no, it is. You know, and you might read it and think it's bad. You had it right. It's just the fact of I think that. And like Surfer explained this to me we had this conversation a while ago, probably like last year, the year before, we might have even been at Baltimore Comic Con, is the thing is that you have some people who are slower storytellers. I think Bendis did the same thing with Ultimate Spider-Man. Like, didn't it take him like how many issues become Spider-Man when he first came out with Ultimate Spider-Man?
Well, he did about 5 or 6, right? But that's right now, that's standard. It's like the one issue storytelling is...
Not expecting one issue storytelling, but a lot of times people, and I could be wrong about Hickman with this, but some writers, they write for the arc, so they'll write this, that, and the other. And
that's the standard. They make you write for the trade.
Well, no, I think Hickman writes beyond the trade.
He writes for his entire run.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. He writes for his whole run, so which I don't have any problem with. But I think in situations like that, I would have to wait till the run is complete before I go and read it.
And that's fair. I mean, look, some writers, and you know, I'll just say some books are better read well in a single issue and read better as a trade. Like recently, I discovered there's a book I'm gonna drop because I think it'll read better in trade. Like Rocket Girl from Image. I think that'll read much better as a trade. And
a lot of Image read better in trade. You gotta read Image. Some images seems like you gotta read in blocks. Walking Dead is one of them.
Walking Dead is a series I exclusively read in trade. And there are some Image books that I'm reading as a monthly, like Black Science. I can't get enough of that. Also Sex Criminals, which might just be my favorite book of the year. And you know what, Cal, the recent, you know, the recent comic book about the superhero union in 1960s Chicago. You know what, I have the first trade right here. I'm most likely just gonna read that and see how it reads as a trade and see if I, because I started thinking about halfway through. That Cal might have read better as a trade. So I'm going to see if that does and determine if I'm going to drop it from my pull list. But yeah, no, some books, you know, and the same applies for superhero books. Like, let's see, Swamp Thing, the new 52 Swamp Thing. I thought Scott Snyder's Swamp Thing worked better in Charles Soule. Both their Swamp Things worked better as a trade. Jeff Lemire's Animal Man works great as a trade. But, you know, then there are books like Hawkeye. Hawkeye and Mark Waid's Daredevil, yeah, they have overlapping arcs. But you know what? You could pick up a single issue and still get a lot of bang for your buck and feel like, I just got a complete story out of this. I'm happy. Which is why those two books have been so successful and have gotten the critical and fan love they have rightfully deserved.
Did the last issue of Hawkeye come out yet, or they still it hasn't
ended? No, not yet. Not yet. But I will say... And you know what? Back to Hickman. The Manhattan Projects. I love that book. That reads far better as a trade than it does in single issue form.
Sometimes I find myself not ready to read something. Like, I'm just not in the mood to read a certain thing. And then I'll go back.
Well, that's also a good topic, like, we could talk about. It's like, how do you decide what you want to read at any given time?
Well, I mean, for me, like, it's certain times, like, it depends on what I'm for, and there's certain things I'll read, because I'm like, oh, I got this, I'll read it, and it's, like, not the right time for me to read it, like, I'm not open to it, and then I'll go back and read it another time, and it's like, I got so much shit I'm sitting on right now, y'all, and I'm pretty sure y'all have stuff, too.
I got a crap ton, like, I have a long book list I need, like I said, I'm finishing up Trains Metropolitan, then I'm gonna do Sweet Tooth, and then I'm gonna focus on some... Image books I need to catch up on. Like, I need to read. Yeah, I need to read Lazarus. I need to read East of West.
They said 13. You haven't read Lazarus at all?
No,
You would like it.
Well, I am okay. Well, let me tell you, I am a big Greg Rucka fan, and knowing it's Michael Lark who helped with Rucka's arcs on, and Brubaker as well, on Gotham Central, that already sells me. And Velvet.
Well, it seems like I kind of got an idea what your tastes are. I can tell you personally would like Lazarus.
A lot, yeah. And you know what? Two other Image books I like reading in single form. Velvet, I have the first trade of Velvet. I got that on a sale like a couple weeks ago. Velvet reads good in both ways. You can totally do Velvet as a trade or a single issue. But Saga, yeah, you could Saga as well. Saga, I'm very well up to date on Saga. I can pick up a single issue, be kept up. But like, I would be lying if I say that recent hardcover that came out of Saga with the first three volumes, I would so buy that in a heartbeat.
Well, see, I already have the three. The thing with me is that, like, for example, if I had disposable income, I was doing certain things like I was back then, I would still get certain things. But some stuff, because what I did with Saga was I would get Saga, then I would turn around and get the trade too. And now I'm just like, you know what? I just pretty much get the trade for Saga, and
yeah,
I read it in a big chunk and everything, and it helps because one thing with Image I like is this: DC takes forever for. Well, I can't say, but they take a longer time than anybody to get out their trades. Image, their trades come out almost instantly. That's what I love.
When
issue 6 comes out, the trade for 1 through 5 comes out the same day.
Like Nailbiter. I saw issue 6. I looked at solicitations like today, Nailbiter number 6. Okay, I'm gonna pick that up. Oh, and here's the first 5 issues in trade. I'm like, well, shit.
And you know what also helps too? What they do. It's Vertigo used to do it, but with the whole first, like the first trade is $10.
Image does the same. Both like
Image started 99. Yeah, because Vertigo used to do it back in the day. I don't know if they still do it, but
Vertigo does. I was in a bookstore recently, and one of my personal favorite titles out right now is from Vertigo, Coffin Hill. And Dead Boy Detectives, both available for $9.99.
Well, and I found a sale. Like if you get to if you go from in stock trades, you can get a lot of that stuff for 50% off. So you spend like $5 for it.
Yeah, although a good portion of Image first trades are available at $9.99. I'm looking at my first trade of the Manhattan Brothers right now. I bought this for like $15.
I think a few of them weren't. Like that was, I think, was $12.99. I think.
Yeah, I know. Sex Criminals Volume 1 was.
Sex Criminals was East of West. Most of the stuff they do, the first one comes out. It's $10, and you get like anywhere from 4 to 6 issues. I mean, 6 issues for $10. If you would have bought those in single issue, that'd be 6 times 3. You just spent $18.
I think the reason why is because since Image isn't like a giant company, when these books come out, the money is going to the creators, not the company. The company.
Well, I think what he's saying is because they just started that though.
Image has always been like that. That was the point.
Image ain't always had $10 trades.
No, I'm not talking $10 trades. I'm just saying like.
Oh no! Yeah, I know.
Probably why the trades got quicker because you're a creator. You want to get your money as fast as possible.
No, wait, Surfer. Backtrack that. You know, Image ain't. Image trades used to be. Image trades had hardly came out because they ain't even finished some of the. We still waiting on some Image issues to come out from. And you know what? I hate to say it. It's gotten better. It's gotten a lot better.
That may be the creators.
But there's still some creators, and a lot of times the artists. I'm going to tell you, like, one artist I really, really like him. Really do. Who's the artist that just did Quietly? He had some... he was writing a book with, I think, Mark Millar or something. That's late. He did I don't know if Jordan, you probably read it. I don't know if Surfer, if you read it or not, but Pax Americana.
Okay, back to waiting. Grant Morrison, he reads better in trade for me. So I'm waiting So I'm waiting on Multiversity to come out in trade so I can go pick it up.
But the thing with Multiversity, when you okay, the thing with Multiversity is each issue is standalone. And I think connected at the end, so it's probably going to read better. But each issue is standalone. Like, it's straight up. It's a different Earth.
Oh no, I know this. I've had so many of my friends talk.
I can't. I don't think I can wait though. The reason why I can't wait because it's like going to be eight. Well, January is going to be that big. What is it called? Like that big where he has the map and he's going to explain all that stuff. But the thing that kind of leaves a bad taste in my mouth is, okay, they're doing this, which is cool. Because I'll be honest, Grant Morrison is hit or miss with me. There's some stuff I love, love, love. Like, I'm like, it's fucking genius. And there's some stuff I'm like...
Yeah, there's... For every all-star Superman he does, there's Batman R.I.P.
Yeah. God. Well, I will say this. With Batman R.I.P., I don't think it was hard. I think Batman R.I.P.
No, that was stupid.
Yo, with Batman R.I.P., you have to read every fucking thing. Everything. You cannot read R.I.P. by itself.
The thing with R.I.P., you got to know
a lot of... I've read everything with R.I.P.
You have to know a lot of Batman history.
That's the thing. You have to... That's the same thing with Final Crisis. For Final Crisis, you have to know history of the DC Universe.
I knew all that history. Okay, I knew all that history. I still didn't enjoy R.I.P.
I'm just saying.
Okay, but
somebody could look at it. You can look at it and say it's stupid, and a whole lot will be bad. And I can look at it. And I think it's okay. I don't think it's the greatest thing.
No, I respect your opinion. I respect yours too.
I can totally see how you can say that because it's a. And I'm not denying it. I know you read a whole.
Because weapons grade crystal meth.
I was just saying for other people listening that if you were ever to try Batman RRP, you obviously got to form your own opinion, but you have to know, like Server said, a whole because Grant Morrison assumes that every Batman story that was written is canon. One, and then on top of that, his run starts with Batman and Son and runs all the way through until Batman Incorporated.
Yeah,
so you have to read all
of
that.
I love Batman Incorporated. I thought both volumes of Batman Incorporated were great before and during New 52. Surfer, me and Lisa's been talking. What are some books or some writers you think work better in single issues or in trades?
Right now, I don't think there's really many out there that write single issues because they're not doing it. They're mandated not to. And, you say about Bendis. Well, yeah, I mean, the original Spider-Man story was a single issue. You know, he got bit. His uncle died. He became Spider-Man. Ultimate Spider-Man, by the end of the first issue, I didn't even think he got bit yet.
Oh, I wasn't complaining about it. I think that was a good... John did the same thing with Green Lantern. He turned that whole one issue in Showcase 22 into a whole graphic novel, a whole trade worth of his origin. So, yeah, I'm cool with that when they can go deeper into that because back then, they just did single issues. And I'm cool when they get real into deep into the meat and bones. I'm a huge Green Lantern fan and, you know, I'm really, really... You know, that was something that was good for me. That's what I'm saying. It's just certain things that I just think that you have to be in the mood to read it. Like, there's times when I just don't want to read Walking Dead. Like, I don't. Like, I pick it up and I'm like, I don't want to read this.
Also, because we don't want to suddenly feel depressed.
When Bendis was writing the Avengers, right? Okay, after 20 issues, he'd be like, yeah, well, we're changing the roster. But the difference was, okay, when the original Avengers, you read those first 20 issues, you got about 20 stories out of that. So by the time they came around and said, all right, we're changing the team, it was a lot said.
Well,
when Bendis was writing the Avengers, he did 3 story arcs because each one was like 6 issues long. So 3 things happened, and then he was changing the team because it was around the 20th issue. And it just seemed
also,
like too soon that they were swapping out heroes. So you got to keep sometimes they need to keep that in mind that, you know.
Well, let me ask you this then, sir.
Another problem was Bendis made almost everyone in the Marvel Universe an Avenger.
Well, see, I did have a problem with that.
The Avengers went like, hey, are you in the Marvel? Are you a Marvel superhero? Yes, sir, you're in.
No, first of all, I don't have a problem with that because before he started writing the Avengers, right? Okay, you look at DC and you look at their Justice League. And always one of their big three was part of the Justice League, okay? So, I mean, you wouldn't think of a Justice League without having one of those three in there. When you look at the Avengers, right now, Thor, Iron Man, Cap is the big Avengers 3, but it wasn't the big Marvel 3. The big Marvel 3 has always been Hulk, Spider-Man, Wolverine, and they was never a part of any of those teams, and he made it work. So now you think about those three guys in the Avengers.
I don't mind Spider-Man at all. I'm okay with that. But the issue I had was, I don't mind a half of me had. I did not like, I like the idea of Wolverine possibly being an Avenger, but I don't like how it worked with Wolverine's character in the long run. What? In my eyes, Wolverine and Cyclops switched places throughout the years. Wolverine started off as, you know, he was going to do, he had his opinion. He ain't care who you was, woman, man, woman, child, he beat your ass. And Captain and Cyclops was more of the, you know, he was like Captain America light to me. He was kind of like, you know, just, you know, the goody two shoes type person to a certain extent. Yeah. But then Wolverine got to the point where I remember I was reading an issue of I think it was all new X-Men, or was it it might have been Wolverine. I don't know which one it was, but anyway.
Was it during Schism? Because I think that's what you're about to.
No. It was after. This was in Marvel Now. They were. Yeah, it was all new X-Men because they had showed up at the mansion, and because they heard that Cyclops, the X-Men, turned. So, you know, the Avengers, they show up, and they was in everybody's book that month. Well, they probably still are, but they showed up. So Wolverine's like, oh, boy, I hope you're going to explain this to Cap. And it just seems like Wolverine was always that rebel type, but when he gets around Captain America now, it's like his Avenger, him being an Avenger trumps him being an X-Men. And I think I had a problem with that. I really think I had a problem with that because I was I read the Avengers and X-Men both growing up. I was more of an X-Men fan growing up, and this is before all the hype, even before 91.
Everybody was an X-Men fan over an Avengers fan back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, now don't get me wrong. The Avengers team that I like is probably one of the teams that people probably even forgot about. Surfer, you probably remember Jordan, you do, but a lot of people probably didn't care. But I like Cersei, Crystal, Black Knight. I like that team.
That's a good team.
I love that time during the Avengers.
And I will say, and I asked Iron in the chat room for his thoughts on the current topic we're doing, and he says this. I don't really have one. I haven't looked at a comic in years because I don't have the time anymore. I hate that because I love to draw and I love the artwork some of them have come out with. I would prefer the actual comics over comic novels. Call me strange. I love the feel and smell of a comic over a comic novel. Nostalgic, but it is what it is. That's why I love this show, because I get my comic fix every week. The convo is also a plus as well. And you know what? We enjoy having you too, Iron. That's
you know what
really...
I recommend you do, Iron.
Thank you, Iron. You really made my week.
Iron, if I were you, I would go to a comic shop, and you will feel like a kid again. What you do is
okay. And you know what? I'll do one better. I will recommend one DC, one Marvel, and one independent trade right now. I will recommend. I will recommend Scott Snyder's Batman: Death of the Family. I would say The Court of Owls, which is where he began the New 52 run, but that's like two trades. Death of the Family. Go pick up The New Miss Marvel with Kamala Khan by G. Willow Wilson. And as for independent, I'm going to have to go right back to Image and pick up Nail... Sex Criminals number one. Pick up Sex Criminals.
If you're into that type of thing, I like Sex Criminals. It might be a little bit too tasteless to you. Try Saga. What I was going to recommend was get a $20 bill, go to your local comic shop. They have a $1 section.
Back issues.
I'm not even talking about the back issues. If you want to read something current,
issues are reprinted.
Get Wonder Woman number one, get Batman number one, get Saga number one, get all those number one issues. Get about, if a $20 bill, probably get like about, 16, 17 of those.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And just sit down and read and see what you like.
And then make off like a fan. By the way, I take it that you recommend Wonder Woman number one, Lee. Were you a fan of the New 52 Wonder Woman run?
I didn't read the whole thing, but what I did read, I liked.
Oh, I loved it.
I like the artwork. I like the story. I'm a huge Wonder Woman fan anyway.
Oh, I am too. And this this could sound like heresy, but I think this might have been the best Wonder Woman run.
I'm not a... okay, I didn't read Wonder Woman that faithfully where I can compare. I know the Phil Jimenez one. I like, you know, I like that. I think George Perez did some, you know, but I have one friend named Jared, and he's a huge Wonder Woman fan. I mean, I'm talking about statues and everything, but you know, I really can't compare like someone might compare. I'd be better off, you'd be better off asking me to compare Claremont, Morrison, or Joss Whedon's run on X-Men or Fabian, something like that, versus Wonder Woman. But from what I did read from this one, what I did read, it was good. If I could have afforded it, I would have got more, but, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, what we're saying is comics are awesome right now. And there are so many different ways you could read them, like trade or single issues, and you know what, it's really
Comixology, go online, they always,
yeah, you know, it's really up to you, if it's really up to you how you want to read, you can read it. I mean, living in Nashville, I have no comic book shop here, so I've been regaled to Comixology.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so behind on my digital comic reading.
I had to move back home. It sucks. But, hey, I still got a roof over my head. Anyway,
look. Man, go out to Hollywood and start that porn career.
I'm trying.
You should get away with it. Get it. You got to get a grow a huge mustache. You'll be good.
No, I'm not talking about him making. Lee, you have not seen me with a mustache.
I totally look like a porn star.
You misunderstand. I'm not talking about him making porn. I'm talking about filming porn.
I know what I'm saying. Like, be a director. Be in there. Be like, you know, get that.
Trust me. I can grow a porno stash. It runs in our family.
You got to have the voice. That's it. That's written.
And look, again, it's totally up to you how people want to read comics, like in single issues, trades, or have a physical copy or digital. Now,
well,
me
personally, I need to have comics. I need to have a comic in my hand, number one. And number
two, I understand.
I have with the comics out. The only issue I have with those is that with the digital ones is that you actually don't. You're essentially leasing those comics. You don't own.
Yeah, that's what I worry about too.
I wouldn't have a problem with that if they were. You got to pay the same price when you get them that way. I mean, if it's $3.99 in the shop, it's $3.99 to get it off comics.
Yeah, I'll say this. Like, I haven't read digital comics now for about a year. I like it. But yeah, I am an old school traditional guy. I like a physical copy in my hand.
Here's my deal with digital, okay? If I can download the book and save it onto a card, and then it's mine forever, I'm good. I'm gravy.
They go out of business tomorrow. All your stuff that you purchased, they all gone. That's the problem I have. That's the only
problem.
Now,
some
of them, like image.
That's a legitimate problem to have. You're totally fine in saying that.
I mean, I'm not knocking the fact. It works for a whole lot of people. It saves space. It does so much. But it's not like iTunes where, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you can burn stuff to a disc and you can save it.
Yeah, and you know what? You said about space. Iron just said he plans on getting into digital comics at the start of the new year since he does not have the space. And you know what? That really is an issue, too. Like,
there's a file you can get, Jordan. I'll probably know, but there's a certain one way you can get it and down, like, what is it called? It's a different type of file. I think Image does it where
CBR?
You can actually own. What is it?
CBR.
That's what it is. Okay, where you can actually own what you get, but places like Comixology, you don't own it, and that's the issue I'm having. Now, if they said, okay, these comics are $1,
they have gone digital rights free on Comixology. They're starting to give you books that don't have the copyright.
Okay.
Don't have copyright protection, I mean.
I mean, have any of y'all ever had problems with Comixology? Like, you know, I mean.
Not yet. Because
they will sell you like a whole omnibus and it'd be like the same price. I'm like, for that, you're going to give me the book.
Well, that's why I wouldn't buy it at the, you know, you wait till it goes on sale or they give it.
Be honest. Surfer, it's cold outside. You get in the house. You get on the couch, snuggle up with a nice blanket, cut the lamp on, and crack open a nice thick graphic novel. Come on now, that's synonymous with an orgasm.
Yeah, I know.
I agree. But God damn it! God damn it!
They gonna think me crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's really insane. But no, I mean, I don't mind digital. I really don't. Because, again, I've been regaled to that because of, you know, said circumstances. But again, I don't mind digital. Digital's a pretty good way to read comics. But again, yeah, I want to feel the spine of a book in my hands, and I want to touch that paper to turn the page and see what comes next.
Do you use tweezers and rubber gloves when you read your comic?
Yes, I'm a Smithsonian archivist, as you can't tell.
No, some people read their comics that way.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they'll buy, like, Surfer, you know this. You go to the comic shop, Surfer, you've seen the people that go in there, and they'll get multiple copies of one issue.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a reading copy, but they read it with such care. Like, I've seen...
I try to be careful when I'm reading a book. I don't bend them or...
Oh, I'm extremely careful. That shit ain't cheap.
Yeah, me too. It's like, I just bought
it. But to think that I'm going to buy a book that I'm going to read and think it's going to keep it in mint condition.
Oh, yeah. That's just... So you know what? I'm a, this is me, okay? I know everybody has different, I'm not sure what y'all are, but I'm a fan. You know, I'm a reader. I actually read them. I'm not interested in getting anything graded. I don't have to go. Look, I can do just as fine with a reprint of 50 cent or a dollar reprint of Uncanny X-Men number 1 or Showcase 22 or Amazing Fantasy 15. I will never be that person that wants to have the original issue of anything. I don't need that extra stress in my life, because that's all it's going to do is bring stress, because now I'm going to worry about that book once I have it.
Speaking
of original issues, you know, I'm plotting on breaking into my comic book store, because I was in there yesterday and he showed me the copy of Batman, which has, you know, him finding out that Joe Chill killed his parents. And he's selling it for $1,000.
Iron in the chat room says he prefers physical, but digital isn't bad.
So I need y'all help to break into the store so we can get that book.
And he says
$1,000 better be in great condition.
And Iron also says, with him being a tech guy, he can save the comics to the hard drive regardless. And also, he says he thinks people read comics with the way the tweezers because of the oil on their hands.
Yeah. I agree.
But I will say this.
But they got the rubber gloves on already. But
yeah. So it's like,
maybe extra careful.
Yeah, extra careful. There's nothing wrong with being extra careful. There's not. I mean, come on. But yeah, this. You know, there's so many ways we can all enjoy this thing we love. No, it's comic books, and it's wonderful. It's great. It's like, again, I love this. I'm glad I was born at this age where it's like accessibility is so easy with our media, because, you know, so people get busy. I get very busy lately because I started a new job, and it's like, oh, I missed Orphan Black, but oh, I can catch it up anytime, like when I'm done with this report. And so on. It's like, oh, I can just read Batman in the lobby right now from my smartphone or tablet if I don't have a physical copy on me. It's wonderful. But really, there's no real wrong
Jordan,
way
for
to...
you, because of what you said in your situation, like not being able to get to a comic shop, and it's not like it was back in the day. I don't even know. Can you even get comics on newsstands anymore?
I don't know.
Probably very little.
The closest is if you go to like a Barnes and Noble.
Okay, and they crack, but that shit's all bent up when you get it. But
I'll say this. There's no real wrong way to read a comic. You mentioned
a newsstand. Sorry. There's a dude. I know a couple of newsstands in downtown where they have like books that, you know, when the boom hit, that they're still trying to sell for like these high prices.
Yo, like, I know what you're talking about.
It's like, they got, like, Batman.
You know why? Because they're using those, they're probably using, like, some old street price guide or something.
The last time I saw a comic book on a newsstand was a kiosk outside a hotel. I was in Philadelphia for a high school journalism convention. And there was a kiosk, like a newsstand, outside of the convention hotel.
Yeah, I bought a Batman. That's what I'm talking about. I bought
an issue of Batman.
I know the newsstand. I know what newsstand you're talking about. Still there.
It's still there?
Got comic books. Yeah, still that's got overpriced awesome. Comic books. You can see them fading in the glass. And they still think they're getting $5, $10, $15 for these comic books. That's everybody awesome. Has a copy of.
There's a comic store that's like probably about 14 miles from my house. And they don't have a comic that came out in the 90s.
I know.
That's like $15. But if I go to another comic shop, it's like in a quarter bin.
I know where my nearest comic book shop is. It's in the same place, like an hour away, where I go to the movie theater. And I've been to that comic shop. It's a nice little locally ran shop. It looked very nice. I haven't bought from there yet because I sold some single issues. So I was like, I need some money. I'm not really reading these anymore. I got the trades. So, yeah.
Speaking of comic shops, I spent my Small Business Saturday credit in my comic book shop.
Small Business Saturday credit. I ain't fooling with you. You know what I'd be interested to know from y'all, and I'll if you could assemble it and then tell me next week to assemble this and then tell me next week. I'll probably have to listen next week because I might be able to
listen every week.
Well, no, I've got another job that I have on weekends, but I will say, I always listen on the download. I just always can't listen live.
I know.
But I would like to know if you could all assemble for me an Avengers team, your personal Avengers team. You can use anyone who's been an Avenger before, and you have and you're limited to six, and they have to have a purpose.
No, the numbers for the Avengers always been seven.
I find it seven. Well, to make it more difficult, I should say six then, right?
No, you shouldn't.
You know what? I was a New Warriors fan, and I never liked teams greater than six. It just seems too cluttered.
New Warriors had more than six members.
No, when they first started, they had six.
When Silhouette joined.
When Silhouette joined, then after a while, Rage and everybody else, Turbo. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when they had six. That was a nice, rounded team.
Don't forget Hindsight, lad.
Fuck him. You know what he did. He out of the ball. You know what? I never liked him from the...
You wasn't supposed to like him.
I get real passionate about the New Warriors. If I could go on,
you wasn't
on a
supposed
little...
to like him. I mean, he shows up talking about, oh, make me a member.
No, Surfer, else... you could like him. Surfer,
first
you...
of all,
no,
he
no, no.
did nothing.
No. First, no, that's not true. That's not true.
What did he do?
LaFroy called to LaFroy. All right, when he first started off, okay, he was Speedball's friend, everything. You know all this. He was a pest, blah, blah, blah. He came on there. And then he became a valuable part of the team. Like, he was, as far as their tech and everything. He was. He got rid of that stupid outfit, and he was valuable. I think someone at Marvel, they completely must have hated the concept and idea of the New Warriors, because if you were a person who didn't know anything about the New Warriors back then, and you just started from like 2005 up or something like that, you would think this was one of the most fucked up teams in history. And the thing is that all the series that they had afterwards, none of them lived up to that first 75 issue run. And don't get me wrong, every issue of that wasn't the greatest. I think back then when they were trying to compartmentalize all these characters into either Avengers, Spider-Man, or X-Men, they got lost in the whole Spider-Man shuffle, and they were with Ben Reilly. But the New Warriors were an awesome, amazing team. You roll back and read the older stuff, it is dated. I ain't gonna lie. It's 90s. They were the heroes of the 90s. Yeah. But I would like the New Warriors to get a fair chance. Just give them a chance that's not part of, okay, we need another book to launch out of Civil War, so let's give them a book. Oh,
hey,
we need
a book. Wait. What are your thoughts on the previously now wrapped up New Warriors book?
This one, I only read one issue, and I decided, you know what, because Marvel has everything almost everything at $4. I said, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to wait till they release them both in trade and get them that way. So I cannot comment completely on that. But I will say that, again, Christopher Yost, who did a good job in Spider-Man, and I did follow a lot of his posts and stuff on it, he was really invested into those characters. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I like the one that came from the third. I didn't care for the second volume of New Warriors was weak to me. That was just weak. The third one was weak. That was the whole one with the television story, and they made Dwayne lose all his money and all this other stuff.
The
reality show. The fourth one, I think that could have been good. The only thing was that, like, all the New Warriors were old X-Men except for him. And then it just, I ain't gonna lie, it crushed me to find out about Night Thrasher. Like, I was always holding on to hope. Night Thrasher was, even though he was like kind of like a Batman, you know, thing. Me as a young African American man, Night Thrasher was just like so fucking cool at the time. I mean, he was just, you don't understand. This dude, he held his own against the Punisher.
Are you still a Night Thrasher fan?
Huh?
Are you still a Night Thrasher fan?
I did not like Bandit, Don Dell, because I feel like he came in and fucked up shit with between Silhouette and Night, but he did a good job as Night Thrasher when he came. You know, I still like Night Thrasher. I can go right now on my Facebook and just and show you tons of pictures. I have a whole album dedicated to Night Thrasher on my Facebook page.
Well, that's passionate fandom right there, and I love it. I'll admit, I've never been the biggest New Warriors fan, so if you want to recommend to me what I should read, go ahead.
Straight up for New Warriors, okay, the New Warriors was so popular back then that, okay, Speedball had already, the whole thing with the New Warriors was this, the Surfer could tell you, these were guys who, they were, except for Night Thrasher, characters who weren't, like, would you even call them B characters, like C-list characters?
They weren't B or C characters, they were more like, alright, Speedball, he had his own series that didn't,
that little 10-issue series, but no one knew who the hell he was. He had his series a couple of years before the New
Speedball. Speedball was created to try to you know, be another Spider-Man. Okay?
Yeah, that's what he was. He had 10-issue limited series when I was in fifth grade.
Namorita was created because Namor disappeared and they wanted a sidekick for Namor. Nova was Nova and he lost his powers. And then when he got it back in the New Warriors, he became Kid Nova because...
That was stupid.
Well, you had the other Nova that was with Galactus. So,
yeah, but they said... He was a grown-ass man. They called him Kid Nova. Well, they said he was 18.
Which is why, you know, they called him that because he still had... He had a Nova around and they didn't want to confuse people.
But that Kid Nova lasted for what? 10 issues.
Right. And then you had Justice, who, of course, was...
Marvel Boy. And the thing about him was this. This is the thing about him, Jordan. The first issue was cool. It was a cool first. Back then, though, it was cool. Like, he initially, Night Thrasher only wanted four members. He never counted on two. I think Speedball and I think Namorita. I think he didn't want them. It was only supposed to be Firestar, Night Thrasher, because he actually framed her. Five-star Night Thrasher, Nova, and Marvel Boy.
Yeah, of course, Five-star only existed in the cartoon.
Yeah, prior to that. Well, no. She was a Hellion, remember?
No, I'm saying, like you know, they made it in the comic book where it wasn't like, you know.
Oh, you mean like Batgirl? Like, she was on a TV show, then they made her a character? Okay, so what happened was Marvel Boy was actually going to Avengers Mansion to be an Avenger. And Captain America just kind of like shut him down.
Yeah, because he was like, "Yeah, we don't train kids." And
yeah, we don't train kids. When you get older, come see us and shit. So the first, I would say, if you had to, you can check your dollar bins and you can get them. But the first 25 issues were awesome. The first 25 issues I like because the New Warriors with the first 25 issues didn't have any type of, they were self-contained. They didn't have any connection with the rest of the Marvel Universe as far as crossovers. Okay.
Yeah.
They did it with. They had a crossover with their annuals. They had a crossover with X-Force. Then the next year, they had a crossover with Spider-Man and his annuals. With his cause Spider-Man, back then, it was only Webber Spider-Man. Well, Spider-Man didn't have an annual at that time, but it was Webber Spider-Man, Spectacular Spider-Man, and Amazing Spider-Man. And New Warriors was the fourth one. Now, all the way up till issue 25 is when you really found out. That was the connection from issue 1 all the way through. By the time issue 26 came, they started going into the Infinity War. When they were doing, everybody was crossing over for the Infinity War, and that's when Magus was doing that whole thing. Remember Surfer with the doppelgangers? Mm-hmm. So everybody had a doppelganger running around.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole issue was Speedball, his doppelganger. And then from there, it got good again, because you were talking about they went back because Justice had killed his father. And he was on trial. The whole, you have to read the whole thing to get the whole.
Did you ever read the two-parter in Thor when they first showed
that's
up?
That's how I first heard about him, because that came out first. The two-parter first came out when they were in Thor. It's war. It's total war. And then they came out to fight the Juggernaut. That's when I first got that comic from 7-Eleven on 25th Street. That's not there anymore. I first got that issue, and I could not stop looking at that page. I was like, ooh, it's Five Star. Next thing I know, I go into the 7-Eleven, and I'm like, that's them. They got their own book. They got their own book. Can I get it? Can I get it? Can I get it? And ever since then, I was collecting. If it's one comic I had to have, it was the New Warriors. And like I said, back then, it was cool because it was just their comic. Now, they were very, very popular. Justice ended up having his limited series, but it was pretty much based off of just his trial. Him being on trial with his father and everything, him in jail. Night Thrasher had a limited series that did so well that he ended up getting his own series. Nova got his own series, and they were all connected to the New Warriors. They did a crossover with Night Thrasher, Nova, and the New Warriors. It was fun, and I just don't think the New Warriors ever got a fair shot to be its own type of comic. I wish, like Hawkeye. Well, Hawkeye's an Avenger.
This is what happened with New Warrior, okay? It wasn't, okay, they sold, but when the boom hit, if you wasn't selling mega big, you got canceled.
And well, no, the New Warriors, they got canceled in 96.
Right, when the bubble, after the bubble.
Yeah, after the bubble. The New Warriors came out in 90. Well, they first appeared in 89. They came out in 90. So they lasted 6 years. But the thing with New Warriors was that they even were going to, at one point, have the original six were going to be called the Warriors. And they were going to come out with a New Warriors title was going to be Bandit Lee Nat with power packs, because the oldest brother had all the powers. Like, I don't know if he can still do it, but he took all their powers.
And Alex Powers?
Alex Power. They had, his name was Power Packs, Turbo. They just had some good stories. Like, if you want to see Punisher against Night Thrasher, they had one where Emma Frost was in there trying to get They have the Omnibus with the first 25 issues, which I'm tempted one day of getting. I'm tempted to get it because I got an Amazon gift card for $25. But
do it.
His best battle was against Gideon.
Holy Gideon. Hell! I just saw
like
how
Midnight's Fire. I like Midnight's Fire.
I just
right,
saw
Gideon.
How over we are. This is amazing.
What?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Oh, no, I just noticed what time it was. I got so caught up in the.
Oh, I'm sorry. I get excited when I talk about
New Warriors. No, that's a good thing. I'm not saying
I have
this
every
is bad.
Single issue of New Warriors except for the new series.
I'm not saying this is a bad thing. This is a good thing. This was exciting.
I knew. Read my New Warriors comic.
First of all, we never go over. We can go as long as we want. This is, you know.
It's Surfer Talk Radio. STR. You ain't know. It's STR on Sundays from 5 to. That's what he told me, right, Surf? I'm just joking.
I guess.
But Jordan, if you read it now, I will tell you, it's dated. It's kind of like if you read the old Valiant stuff from the 90s. It's dated. It's definitely dated.
Well, okay, speaking of which, Valiant, that's a company I need to take a look at, because I'm reading a couple Valiant books. I'm reading Rye, and I actually took a look recently at Punk Mambo.
I gave up on them. Not because of anything, but it wasn't anything they were doing particularly bad per se. It was just I felt like they kind of started throwing in a towel. Marvel and DC can do the whole thing where they start things over and this, that, and the other, but it seemed like with Valiant, they were like, okay, they are going to, you know, they would just stop. The way they were doing it is just weird. And I think they part of them were trying to cater too much to so Valiant fans are some of the most passionate fans you will ever find. And they can get very violent if they don't get their way. They can get violent if they don't get their way. Like, they can get very, very, some of the stuff they say and do or some of the threats. Like, I've seen people, there's this one, I don't know if you read Harbinger, but Faith, the one who can fly.
I haven't read those. I've heard of them, haven't
read them. She's an overweight one. And there's these dudes that have crushes on her. Like, they do, like some dudes have on My Little Pony. You know, like, yeah, the bronies, they're like, they're dedicated to Faith. And there was this one thing where one of the Harbingers were going to die. And they were borderline. I mean, they didn't get to this point, but you would think they were going to make death threats if Faith had died. I mean, they were coming out with petitions, campaigns. If you kill Faith, I'll never. It was all on Facebook and Twitter. And I'm like, dude, it's a comic. It's not that serious.
What is up with comic book readers that giving death threats and.
Surfer, like, you could tell. I mean, they were getting tattoos of the Valiant logo and all this shit. I mean.
That's not the way comic book's supposed to be.
The New Warriors. I love different. The New Warriors. It may be my screensaver on my. It may be my wallpaper on my computer. Maybe my cell phone or something, but I ain't getting no New Warriors tattoo. Come on. I'm not. I like them. I do. Like, if they were still relevant and given a fair shot, I would do a New Warriors podcast. Like, I love the New Warriors that much. Like, they were with me through from middle school all the way through, no, all through high school, because they ended in 96 when I graduated. And I think I've read them like in sixth grade or seventh grade or something like. So, yeah, the New Warriors were there. And I grew up reading that book, like every single issue. I was there every month with that issue. You know, so I was connected in that way. And but I'm not going out and get a Night Thrasher. I'm not getting a Night Thrasher tattoo.
Do you ever think about making a Night Thrasher costume?
Surfer, I saw somebody who did a Night Thrasher cosplay this year. And it looks so fucking hard. Like he did it justice.
I mean, you get like a, you know, you can get the armor and just paint it the right colors. And
if I cosplayed anybody, it would be him. And you know what? Because he had quite a few armors. I like when he fought Iron Man in that last one, but that was Bandit. Bandit's Night Thrasher was awesome too. Bandit's Night Thrasher was fucking awesome. Like he that dude was. And the thing with him was, it just felt weird because he had all the power mutants. It was all X-Men in him. I'm like, shit.
Well, that's because the whole, you know, the registration thing. And
but that's what I'm saying. War. It was just, and then you had the other New Mutants team. I mean, the other New Warriors team. They were part of, they were in Camp Hammond, remember? Yeah. And they added Slapstick. It was Speedball and Justice and all of them. I will say this. I was happy when Justice and Five Star became Avengers, because I felt like he earned it. Like
that was Justice, in the 90s.
Yeah, when that happened in the, you know, I was cool. I was happy when, you know, Justice finally got to that point. I was like, you know, that's cool for him. You know, but I just think that like Night Thrasher, Rage, Namorita and Nova and all of them, they were, you know, when I get off this call, I know what I'm going to do. I gotta go read my New Warriors.
Is Rage posted on Facebook?
Well, shit. Should we get some news now?
Oh no, shit! All right, I'm not saying nothing. I'll be quiet.
We're not getting to news. That's out the window. I don't do the show necessarily for the news. We do the news because it fills time. But people want to have conversation. That's most important.
No, I will say this is. I'll say personally right now. No, I'm fine continuing the conversation because I was just asking because this is one of my favorite episodes of this show so far.
I know, Lee. You should quit your job and be a co-host on the show.
No, I wish I could call in more, but I enjoy listening to y'all. I wanted. Did y'all ever talk about Batman versus Darth Vader? That thing.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, you know, and I'm a Batman fan and a Vader fan, but
I'm a huge Batman fan.
But the people who were getting butthurt because they felt like Batman should have beat them.
What? Let me say something. 7-year-old Jordan would have been butthurt, but mature, understanding 25-year-old Jordan is like, yes, Vader would so win because, God damn it.
And you know why I think they were upset, though? I think they were upset because
Batman,
he had his prep time, Jordan. He had his prep time, and he still lost.
Yeah. You know what? Batman may be the smartest guy, but you know what? Even, you know, every once in a while, as they say, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day, and a squirrel does find his nut, so.
And, then, you know, they made Batman OP, too, because Batman is, when they talk about, all right, so if Mr. Terrific is the third smartest man in the DC Universe, Luther's supposed to be the smartest one, I believe.
Luther is the smartest, yes.
Yeah, Luther is.
And then number two, I forget who that is.
It's Batman.
No, Batman's not number two.
No, he's supposed to be
nope,
Batman.
Nope, it's not Batman.
Look, and I'll say this.
I'm going to tell you who it is. Give me a second. I'll tell you.
Look, can I just say this real quick? I am a Batman fan.
Well, Batman at one time, they were saying Batman was supposed to be like the second smartest person.
Batman is a good part of why I'm into comic books. And Batman's my favorite character ever. But even I admit, Batman has flaws. Batman can be an asshole, and Batman's not always as great as he appears to be.
It's Lex Luthor, Ray Palmer.
Ray Palmer.
Ray Palmer's smarter than Batman. Ted Kord, even though he dead. He's dead, so Mr. Terrific. All right, so Lex Luthor, Ray Palmer, Mr. Terrific, and then Batman.
You know what?
And then you got to consider Tio Mauro, Professor Ivo.
I really think Superman's a lot smarter than he's letting on.
Yeah. For two reasons. His heart is what stands in the way. Superman ain't stupid.
It's for two reasons. One, he has Kryptonian knowledge, which none of them have. And two, his vision allows him to see things on a level that most people can only theorize. And you have to factor that into how smart it makes him. I mean, if he's seeing like radio waves and, you know, all that other stuff that we don't see, he knows what's going on all the time. But anyway.
Well, it should be that case, Surfer, because they did it with the Flash. Flash has this new ability called Speed Mind, where he's able to. This is a new 52 thing. So, I mean, I don't see why Superman wouldn't have something similar.
Did anybody sign to save Constantine?
Okay, look, Constantine's not in. Constantine's production is set for 13 episodes. 13 episodes is good. Constantine is not canceled. Constantine is not canceled. It is up for renewal at NBC.
Hey, everybody went to panic mode. They never said they canceled it. They got to realize how all these things work.
It could get canceled.
Well, okay, I say it has a chance of renewal, but it also has a chance of being canceled.
It's not getting a full season. That's the thing.
Whoa. 13 episodes is plenty good.
It all depends. BBC terms, 6 to 13 is a full. All I'm saying, okay, I will say this. I don't know.
Well, even in America. Look,
Think it's getting canceled. I wouldn't use the. Canceled to me is like, okay, you did the pilot. Like, you already had episodes planned, and we halted you. You know, a sense of like, okay, this is where we're going to go. Versus, okay, I think they're going to let them finish their trial period, and then
I'll say this
is when you can't finish your story.
Yeah, and look, you know, look, Constantine is not canceled. There is a chance. It still has a good chance. It's 50-50. It could get canceled, can't renew. But for whatever, like, NBC's put a lot of faith into the show. They've been behind it. The candle's been burning at both ends from the people working at NBC and DC Comics, and you know, because Geoff Johns, he's really helped to put us all into this. So look, NBC doesn't want to let us go. But I will say I am concerned for it. That I would 13 episodes, and bear in mind, some America shows, mostly cable, are realizing, yeah, it's better to have 13 episodes. Because you can tell a tighter story and not have a bunch of filler. Like, I love Arrow. I really do. But I think the biggest problem with Arrow is that it's 23 episodes.
Most of them are do that, Jordan. So far, The Flash hasn't, to me.
No, The Flash is going to have.
Most of those shows have do that.
Flash is going to have 23 episodes.
All right, I'll give you a prime example. I watch Being Human, the British version, and I watch Being Human, the American. American version has 26 episodes. 22, 26, I can't remember, 24, 26. The British one had 13. The difference, and even though the British one had more seasons, they were able to get straight to the point with these stories.
Yes, exactly. And I'll say this. I want Constantine to continue. Obviously, I was kind of not surprised by the whole Save Constantine campaign, because as soon as you hear someone like hold production, it's like, oh no. And you know what? That's fine. I kind of expected that. Even Matt Ryan Constantine himself has joined in and posted a picture on Twitter with him holding a piece of paper with a hashtag Save Constantine. And you know what? That's great. That even he is really behind this. Like, he truly loves doing it. So
I'm happy Luther's coming back. I'm happy to do something with Luther.
The American version, I am iffy about that.
Yeah, they're going to cover it. I think they're going to fall short in the American.
Because, look, you know what's, you know, because I doubt.
What station is it coming on?
Fox. There is no way.
Oh, they can't show as much gore and stuff.
I can tell you right now, there is no way. Even if it was FX or HBO or ABC or Fox, they're not going to get that same chemistry there was between Idris Elba or Ruth Wilson.
Why didn't they just do BBC America? Or like do, what is it called? Why didn't they do like AMC or something?
Okay, well, BBC America, they're still affiliated with BBC.
It's not, just okay, you know, these American networks, they buy the rights and because they can't come up with their own original idea. So they decide, well, Luther was popular, but everybody didn't watch Luther.
I mean, it could be. Didn't they have one Law and Order, a BBC thing, before it was over here?
No.
Law and Order was American.
Law and Order was made into a British version.
Okay, okay. What about Mad Men? Isn't it, wasn't there two versions of that?
No, Mad Men is American. Mad Men's American.
Interesting. Well, I think that the whole thing with BBC TV, they can pretty much say and do a whole lot more. They can show ass, they can say shit, and they can show blood and guts and killing. They're not going to show that stuff on Fox to that degree. So I think that if...
Again, you know what? They, you know what? Loop, the, an Americanized Looper might have had a better... Might have a better
Americanized
chance.
Luther is called... They already have one.
On FX.
It's called Columbo.
Real quick.
I would say, no, an American version of Looper would have better chance on FX.
Real quick. Two things I want to talk about TV. One, you mentioned The Flash, okay?
Yeah.
More and more, you're starting to see that Dr. Wells. People are starting to see Dr. Wells is not a good guy.
They are. I disagree with you too, sir. You said something last week. I agree with Jordan. What? I do not think that Wells is
Zoom Professor Zoom.
I think that Iris's boyfriend is an ancestor of Zoom because
Eddie Dawn, the original Reverse Flash is Eobard Dawn.
Yes, I think he's a there's some connection there. They have the same last name.
Eddie could easily be a descendant of Eobard.
Well, he could, but I think you know what? He could be like a sleeper for him. He could be something. He could be him for all we know. But I don't think that Wells.
I mean, Wells is from the future.
I think Wells has.
Oh, okay, but think
Wells
about.
Has his best. What Barry's best interest at heart?
No, he don't. No, he don't.
Yes,
Listen, Professor's. I don't know everything about Zoom, but I know
he killed Barry before he became the Flash. He made sure he became the Flash.
Look.
Zoom did.
Yeah,
I'm not calling him Zoom.
Okay, look, Professor. Okay, look, Reverse Flash was always a fan of Barry, like of the Flash.
Yeah.
It's like,
he's obsessed with.
He became a villain to make the Flash become a better hero.
He was from the 25th century. He was a massive Flash fan. Even got surgery to look like him. Went back, went back in time to meet Flash, but I was like, shit, I couldn't meet Barry.
I know who Wells is. Y'all ain't gonna like it, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Fuck
okay.
It.
Okay, look, I'll
you ready?
Say this.
You ready? He's Booster what? Gold.
Really?
He is not no Booster Gold.
That's all I'm about to say. Man, Booster got old.
I'm just messing with you. I want to see what Jordan was going to say.
Man, Booster got old.
Come on now. He got that one woman killed, right?
Plastic,
right? He let the one dude out and got him killed.
Girder. I thought he was going to be Superior Spider-Man and start collecting collective, which reminds me, did they ever clear up why he was collecting those folks? But anyway, go ahead.
No, he's not collecting people. Human prison a Superior Spider-Man. I could tell y'all.
Tell me later why he was collecting. We end up with that because I stopped reading.
Yeah. But also Wells went all his way to show Joe that it's not possible it was him. Then why the fuck would he go and do what, you just say like, hey, you keep going, I'm gonna kill your goddamn daughter.
He would have just killed her. He just would have killed Joe.
Back on.
I told you my theory last week. What happened in that scene? Like when at the end of the year, the two of them gonna be fighting through time, and they gonna end up in Joe's apartment at that moment when Joe's like trying to figure out who killed the.
Barry's mom.
Right. When, trying to get to the point where Barry's mom is killed.
They're going to bring the mom back, and it's going to happen. You know what's going to happen? That's how Flashpoint's going to start. And then that's how they're going to connect. That's how they're going to connect the DC universe to the TV. I'm just joking. And you know what? You're going to see his Flash meet that Flash from the movie. But you know what? They're going to have something to do with the crisis, because they keep saying Flash lost in the crisis, or he was missing from the crisis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Look,
the crisis wouldn't be the 10 years from now.
I'll say this: it's fun to speculate, but I don't quite like to do it because it's like I don't want to spoil myself because I kind of do want to be surprised.
I don't want it to be Wells because that's just too.
Too
obvious.
Yeah. Also, I'm liking Tom Cavanaugh's Harrison Wells. I think he's one of the best characters on there. He's very interesting and plays the role very well, and I like his chemistry with Barry.
How many Firestorms they gonna have? They gonna have Firestorm, Ronnie.
We're gonna get D3 Firestorm. We're gonna get Ronnie. We're gonna
Jason,
get Ronnie.
Jason.
Yeah, we're gonna get Ronnie Raymond. We're gonna get Jason.
Who's the other guy with Ronnie Raymond?
The professor?
Yeah.
Yeah, he will be played by Victor Garber, and that that is Dr. Martin Stein.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Gotham.
Thank you, Gotham. You're not gonna ruin my Christmas season.
What did you just think about badass Alfred?
Okay. He was the one thing that stopped. Okay, you know what? Here's what was good about Gotham's fall finale. Alfred got more character. Alfred and Bullet together was great. Gordon is still very good. Penguin's still good. Bullock's still good. That's where my positives in, because I really, 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 really do not like Selina Kyle on here. They are trying so hard to write her as mature Catwoman as a kid. I just find her precociously
there's
annoying.
There's nothing that tells me that this kid is going to turn into Batman. I mean, he's a bit whiny. He's not driven. He's not cold or determined.
I'm going to quote a favorite site of mine in its review. One of its reviews of the episodes. Bruce Wayne on Gotham is the emo Encyclopedia Brown.
I imagine a kid Bruce Wayne is like, he ain't getting these conversations with people. He ain't emotional. He's just dead to the world. And it's like, one thought in his mind, he's gonna get revenge, okay? And I don't see that in this little kid, okay? He's sitting there having kissing bouts with Selina Kyle. That to me, I don't think he would do something like that. I mean,
I think the whole Bruce Selina part of the episode was dumb.
Like the closest they came was when he went to school and he beat, you know, he
beat down Elliot.
Yeah, I mean, like, to me, he wouldn't have had to been taught how to. He wouldn't have had him been taken back to the kid's home to punch the kid in the face. He just would have did it the first time and been like, get the fuck away from me. But, I don't know. Maybe it's just, you know, they think that they have to make him a certain that he's not. I don't know. I don't get it. But, yeah, I thought the episode was decent. I don't know why everybody hating on Fish Mooney. She's just, like I said, she's just there to be sacrificed.
But she's also adding to the tonal deafness of Gotham.
You know what, though? We all know the Penguin going to end up devouring her. That's why she's a fish.
And can we get to that already? Because I really do not give a shit about
Fish Penguins Mooney. Eat fish. We all know what's going
to
happen.
And you know what? A friend of mine had a theory as to why her name is Fish Mooney. It's like, just so they can have the line when she dies. Like, she got the fish.
I don't
got
think she's
going
to die. She's going to go to jail. Unless Falcone gets a kill.
Just get rid of Fish Mooney any way you can.
No, I think the Penguins, if she does die, the Penguin will do it.
Just get rid of Fish Mooney any way you can, because the show will be infinitely better.
The other
she's
thing
all right. I don't think she's bad.
I think she's bad.
The other thing is, I don't see where Gordon's going to work his way up the ladder to become commissioner. Because everybody's fighting against him. Like, the mayor is corrupt. Like, his own boss is like, hey, get with the program if you want to stay alive in this city. Bullock, half the time, Bullock one day is like, look, partner, you're going to get us killed. Then the next episode, he's like, all right, I'm with you. Let's just get this done. And that's a little inconsistent. Even though Bullock's one of the better characters. They are consistent to where he stands on, you know, as far as doing the right thing, doing the wrong thing.
Well, he's not. I think the thing what they're trying to stress with him is that he is, when you first see him for the first time, they show him as like he's corrupt, like he's just going with the flow.
I
like
never
everybody
thought
else.
He was a bad person.
He knows right from wrong. He's that middleman. Like, Gordon is like straight edge good guy. He's your guy, Surfer. He's Captain America. He's John Cena. He's Superman. You know what I'm saying? That's who he is.
Who's John Cena? I never heard of him. I never heard of John Cena. Who's that?
the greatest WWE superstar of all time.
The Undertaker?
John Cena.
First of all, I don't watch
the wrestling. The guy who should have beat the Undertaker for the streak.
I don't watch wrestling, so.
I'm going to kick you off now, Lee.
You know what? There's a WWE comic book out there that has John Cena on the cover. So maybe.
Yeah, the one written by Mick Foley. I got to check that out.
Barbara, that's a wasted character.
She
runs Montoya just on that show so they can sleep together.
Well, I also hate how they're doing Montoya. They are getting Montoya completely wrong on this show.
Like, Montoya, she was only after Gordon because her woman was sleeping with Gordon. Had nothing to do with she actually thinking he's corrupt or...
You know what I'd rather they
did. I mean, because there was other corrupt cops she could have went after. But instead, she's going after the new guy in town.
You know what? Exactly. Her and they both. Because they don't like him. But I think... which I wonder, are they going to do a Spectre show off of this?
What? No, that's going to be... No, Spectre's on Constantine.
And I'm just saying, because, you know...
Well, I know, Crispus Allen was the Spectre for a while. I know.
And he's got his own comic book out, so I'm just wondering.
I doubt it.
I don't care for Harvey Dent either.
Nicholas D'Agosto is a great actor. He's being wasted.
And then like Harvey Dent and Bruce Wayne, they were friends.
Yeah.
They don't have I don't see Bruce Wayne growing up to be Harvey Dent's friend because they're not in the same age range.
Nicholas D'Agosto is being wasted on Gotham.
You know what? I will trade in Gotham and Constantine for a Victor Sage Question TV show.
I like Constantine.
The Question.
I think it's okay. I mean, it's not bad. I watch it, but I love The Question. I just think The Question would have been a great detective show.
Yeah, but people don't understand The Question.
They can learn them. They learn it about Constantine. Damn, nobody outside of a comic books fan knows about it. They know they don't.
Constantine is not like any other character you can compare him to.
Whereas
The Question, you can immediately compare him to Rorschach, Batman, and a lot of other people.
Okay, but that's only if you know who Rorschach is, and you can't. And to compare him to Batman is a stretch, because Batman isn't that person anymore. Batman used to be that guy, but he's not anymore. Batman's now is on Superman's level, at least the way they write him.
But still, you're gonna have people making comparisons.
So what? I mean, if that's the case, they would. If anything, they made Arrow more like Batman. So not have a true detective?
Arrow is a Batman.
He's a Batman. So I'm saying, give us a detective. Anything. Look, Question could be more like a Sherlock Holmes. It would probably be more closer to a Sherlock Holmes than Elementary.
Sorry, I got distracted.
It's fine. But also.
Hold up. Arrow, through his whole career, has been considered a Batman imitation. I mean, Batman got a Batmobile, the Arrow got a car. Batman got a plane, the Arrow got a plane.
Surfer, you know what? I'll be honest with you. They had to. Because if they told an Arrow story kind of like they did with Smallville or with this, that, and the other, it wouldn't have lasted.
And then, Arrow was definitely brought into Smallville because they couldn't use Batman.
And also, the Arrow TV show went off of Andy Diggle and Jock's Green Arrow year one.
But he was on the island the whole time for that, wasn't he?
Yeah, but even Arrow now, you look at it, okay, Arrow's Batman, Roy's Robin, okay, Diggle's...
Now he's Arsenal.
Well, no, I'm saying, Diggle's Alfred,
Felicity
Oracle.
I totally agree with you. They even have him. They even have the Arrow Cave literally under,
it's underground,
under the mansion. Because I mean, I don't even know if he has that. They have that mansion anymore, but
no, he doesn't. Because no, spoiler alert: they poor as shit.
And then you got Detective Lance, who's slowly becoming a commissioner.
I'll say this. I'm not minding that because Arrow's a damn good quality put together show.
If they could have done Batman, they'd be knocking out the park with Batman. But they're knocking out the park with what they have, and they've made it work. So
All I'm saying is,
I mean, Ra's al Ghul.
Question could have worked, because the thing with the question is that question does not necessarily have to have. And look, they could tap into. The I'm talking about Dennis Cohen and Denny O'Neill. I'm talking about that question, that run they did.
Well, the question could expand the entire DC universe, honestly. Like, the question could appear on Flash or Constantine or Arrow.
I mean, because Rorschach was. I mean, they might not want to give Rorschach all the credit, but I mean, that should really go to the question.
And,
or the spirit, one of them.
Speaking of Arrow, you know,
Rorschach was created because they couldn't
use him, man.
Right.
That's why if you read this last issue of Multiversity, they used all they did was did the Watchmen over in one comic book. Read this last issue of Multiversity, and you will. That's what they did. They did exactly what they
I'll
wanted to do.
I'll read it when the trade comes out.
Yeah, because they took all those characters that DC picked up and made it into a story, and they were like, well, yeah, we don't want these characters to die. We're going to use them. So they had to change who the characters were.
Well, this time they use it. So in this new issue, instead of it being Rorschach, they use a question.
Dr. Manhattan was Captain Atom.
Who did they use instead? Did they use Captain Atom? I can't remember. But they used him, and it was a fucking phenomenal. Grant Morrison, I'm gonna tell you, you know what? That issue is up there with like that's some of his All Star Superman stuff right there. He had the same artist. That shit was just, it was a good book.
Well, I think we need to pay the bills around here real quick.
Yeah, man.
So anyway, folks, here at Rant EM Radio, you really don't need to listen to any other programming. Just stick. No, just kidding, joke. You want to listen to all the programming here on Rant EM Radio, starting with Tuesday nights with Double A and Tony C in the Rant, and go with all the wrestling news and recap Raw when the Raw's interesting and it hasn't been interesting in a while. Wednesday nights is Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil and Dave. They go with the current and the way back with wrestling. Thursdays you get the Rexplex. And Rant and Wrestling, right? That's the new one.
Yeah, that's them.
Tell me about Rant and Wrestling, because I haven't heard them yet. So
Rant and Wrestling is a bunch of my homeboys, my cousin. They just be talking about a lot of stuff, especially a lot of indie wrestling. We don't hear about too much. Say it again.
Have you been on there yet?
I have not, because when they tape, they're not live. So when they tape, usually I'm at work. But I might be on an upcoming one. I think I'm gonna have a day off where I can. Well, I'm gonna be on there, so
they get the least stamp of approval.
Yeah, they my people. Like, it's, you know, listening to them is just like hanging out with them when we go down to ROH. So it's pretty cool stuff. So
Fridays is the Lex Experience podcast. Saturday nights is a wrestling calling show with William Morgan and Rage. Is Rage still on there? It's hard to tell half the time with Rage.
But did you listen last night?
I was on it for a while. And,
I didn't hear it. How was it? I tried to listen, but it didn't. I heard last week's one of your readings was what I heard.
I got distracted by a woman, so I bailed on him. But, you know, when I'm... You watched the pay-per-view last week, right? You was on the post-show, remember? And we kind of said that it was pretty much a B. They was complaining it was a terrible pay-per-view. I'm like, you guys are wrong. It wasn't a terrible pay-per-view.
You know, I could say some stuff, but I ain't gonna say nothing. Probably glad I didn't. So let me guess. It was bitching about. I'm just gonna guess. It's probably bitching about the New Day. Probably was bitching about.
There was some of that.
Probably was bitching about anything that I could think about bitching about. It probably was bitching about.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what the show's for, and we ain't criticizing shows here.
I'm criticizing. Don't watch it then, shit.
In a couple of weeks is the whole scramble here at Rant EM Radio, and I had the page up a second ago, and I need to go back. Give me a second so I can read off. Who's hosting what on the Rant Scramble? Sorry, folks, because I left the page.
Yeah, I just heard about it today. What is the host scramble?
I'm about to tell you, since you don't know, because you've been left in the dark, and that's not your fault. But, you know,
I'd like to be more in the know since I do work for
okay,
here.
Okay, now, yeah. Not this week, but the following week. The rant scramble will be as follows. Something is subject to change. Tuesday nights will be Turnbuckle Throwback, hosted by me, Surfer Rare, and Tony C will be co-piloting with me, okay? Wednesday night, Rant will be hosting... No, Rant... The Rant will be hosted by Phil and Dave, okay? Saturday night, the Wrestling Calling Show, hosted by Rajo, Rage himself. I don't know what William Morgan will be doing, but I guess he'll be around. Then the Sunday... God, I can't believe I'm about to say this. Okay, give me a second.
Need a drink?
Yes, I need a strong drink.
Here you go.
The What Are You Reading comic book show, hosted by a man who's never seen the Avengers, Double A. Disaster is on the, is headed towards you, people.
Where is this leaving me? I'm a host.
You're going to be on the show with Double A.
At the very least, Double A should watch.
Wait. You're saying I'm co-hosting next week.
Not next Sunday, the following Sunday. 2 weeks from now.
Okay, so 2 weeks from now, I'm co-hosting the show with Double A.
Yes.
This will be interesting.
Double A should watch. And I'm going to tell the Double A should watch. The Dark Knight returns, and he should watch the Avengers before he comes on the show.
Well, this will be interesting. Whole scramble's going to be fun.
The show's going to turn into Saved by the Bell.
Oh, God, I'll quit.
You know what I honestly think is going to happen, though, personally, what I think is going to happen? I think every show is just going to be that same show, but it's going to be on a different day.
No, he's supposed to be doing the comic book show.
No, that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that whoever's hosting, because so far, one person who I can honestly say who's transitioned from one show to Phil, Phil that you hear on Turnbuckle Throwbacks, when he hosts Colin's show, that's a different Phil.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's calling in, and he's doing Colin's show. He's not doing Turnbuckle Throwback. So, you know, he's running it like the Colin show. You know what I'm saying? But...
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Lee.
Surfer, what show are you doing? I'm sorry, I muted myself.
I'm doing Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Okay, so if you do Turnbuckle Throwbacks and you run in the same format like you're doing this show,
no,
you're doing this show. You're not doing Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
When I do Turnbuckle Throwbacks, I'm going to have a discussion with Tony C, and I'm going to hook up with Phil, and we're going to do it like him. We're going to pick a topic, and we're going to go over it.
Like, whoever does the rant, I'm curious, are they going to do it
Phil
set up like,
Phil
okay,
and
let's
Dave
go around
doing,
the room and
Phil
see how everybody's
doing?
Are they going to ring the bell? Are they going to do outside wrestling news? That's what I'm saying. Are you going to do it? Because like I said, when Phil does a show, Phil does call-in show like call-in show.
I think he's going to do the rant.
Only difference is Phil keep control on the show. Yeah. But let me shut up. I'm going to mute myself if I get in trouble.
Okay, that's cool. So we got the host scramble coming up.
Yeah, that was Double A's bright idea.
Sounds interesting.
You know, he got the idea because I filled in for William. And he thought, this would be a good idea. And then he's purposely trying to destroy this show by hosting it, knowing he's never picked up.
Nah, how many listeners we got right now?
That's the beauty of it. He doesn't talk comic books. He doesn't know. He's not pure.
Shouldn't we get back to wrapping things up?
If he watched the Avengers, I'd be like, hey.
You know
pay
what?
Them bills.
You know what? If you had asked me to do it, then maybe.
Hey, he picked who's doing the shows. I have full confidence in you.
Well, would you feel better if he talked about the Saved by the Bell comic book?
There is no Saved by the Bell comic book.
Yes, there is. I got the one of the issues.
Oh,
it's about Harvey Comics. It's been a Saved by the Bell comic book.
Oh, my God.
That comic book came out years ago.
Oh my God! What a!
I have the first issue. When they
Surfer, let's wrap it up.
Oh my God! I'm gonna need some Xanax or something. I mean,
okay, you know what? While Surfer goes off once again,
where's the 151 at?
Once again, you can listen to us on iTunes, subscribe to Rant Entertainment Media Radio, rate us 5 stars, and leave a review. That'll help us out lots. You can listen to us on Geek Life Radio, Podbean, Stitcher Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and, of course, on rotation with the other fine shows on Rant Entertainment Media Radio at www.rantenradio.com/chatlisten-live. And I want to thank Iron in the chat room. It is, he says it's going to be interesting hearing Double A and Cobman trying to talk comics. I agree, that's going to be fun. Fun on a bun, as Bender would say. We want to thank Lee as well for coming on for this supersized issue of the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Thank you so much for having me on.
We are wrapping up this year, and I've been talking to the head of the What Are You Reading network, and I'm in negotiations with them. They're thinking about doing a couple solo shows to end out the year.
Like
a solo show where you get to talk about your books of the year, and I'm just not on the show, and then I do a solo show where I get to rank all the comic book movies of the year, and you're not on the show because you haven't seen all the comic book movies.
I could watch them all.
No, you wouldn't have time. And then I don't want you telling me that I'm wrong with my list.
Okay.
That'll cause a problem.
Okay. So,
but I'm talking to the brass.
Okay. So basically, I'm just gonna.
This is not final yet. I mean,
I know. I listen. I'm just saying. So I would do a show talking about the comics of the year. You would do a show based on the movies.
Yeah, your list of your top comics of the year.
Okay. Wait. Would you like to be? It's our own shows. Because I don't have a soundboard. I don't have any of that set up.
I'm talking to the brass. You just worry about what you got to do, okay?
All right.
You know, I talk to the bosses and they make decisions, and I push back when I need to. You know, I'm just a host on this show. I don't, you know, the What Are You Reading management, they run things separate from the host. You know, I'm an on-air talent and personality, and my managerial skills is necessary to keep the show on the air. But you know, I don't handle the money, I don't handle the advertisement. That's done by people with a higher pay scale than me. So,
but well,
you know, when they tell me what's going on, I give them the approval of what I like, then I'll fill you in, and you know,
okay,
just,
that's good.
You know, we might just
let's wrap up the backstage
normal, and then.
We once again want to thank you for listening to for this long edition of the Where You Reading Comic Show. I like it long.
I think they want Lee to host the show before the end of the year, and
this has been
host the show next year, Lee, at some point.
But I don't usually say this out in public, but this is one of my personal favorite episodes that I've recorded.
Wow, I'm glad I could be a part of it.
This is quite outstanding.
Thanks for having me. I want to thank the mighty Silver Surfer for Jordan and his infinite wisdom.
Remember the mean Surfer? I was mean a couple weeks ago, but I guess that's...
You were mean to me. You were so unwelcoming. And it hurt me. It was like, it's an emotional wound. It's going to take time to heal. But we're working on this. This is the phase of healing. This is the part of healing. You hurt me for your disparaging remarks and your berating and, you know, all of that it hurt. But you know, I'm starting to feel better, and I think we're gonna get through it. You know, I think we're starting to heal. So, thank you for being you, for being honest and admitting your faults. And
I don't have faults, damn it. Perfect.
Well, see, I feel like just you know, I feel like we're going right back around.
Me and Don Greenwood, we got places to go in the universe.
You know, we couldn't make it through this show without you, without an insult. I dare say that you You select someone to be Reed. You chase Steven Rome away.
I didn't chase him away. Steven Rome.
Hell yeah. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You chased Steven Rome away. Look,
you don't know the truth about Steven Rome.
I know
the
everything man, about Steven Rome.
The man. I just wanted him to pull his weight, and he didn't want
to. You talked to Steve Rome like he was trash on the air.
Steve Rome is my brother, okay?
You accused him when he called in. You didn't even ask why he was late to the party. You didn't say, okay, well, you know, were you stuck in track? What? You're like an employer who someone shows up late, and you're just like, you know, you're wrong, you're late. You can find out, you know, what's going on in his life. You don't ask how he's doing. You berate him the entire show that he's on to the point where he's scared to utter a word.
Let us not start some shit.
Steve I'm just Rome, saying, sir, but, you know, I mean, you just gotta, you know, you're doing it to me.
Steve Rome is just into video games more than he's into comic books, and that's fine. You know, he's young, he's dumb, he's full of it. That's fine. I understand. I do. I get it.
Well, he logged on to Skype, and I saw you didn't accept his call, so I was kind
of... No, he didn't call. I was communicating with him.
We welcome Steve Rome here. He's always welcome.
You know, I would take him over Jordan in a second, you know?
Well, oh,
wow.
Now
thanks
Jordan?
A lot, shitbag.
Now Jordan? Now you're doing this to Jordan?
I'm saying, if he came back and said, look, I want my job back, I'd be like, Jordan, it was fun. Nice knowing you. I appreciate what you did. Pick up your paycheck on the way out.
Don't pay me at all.
Hey, you know what I want to ask? Can I ask a quick question before we go?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
If we were to do like a little mock speed round on the show, and I were to name something, Surfer, and you got to like give me a one word that describes this particular book, all right? Mm-hmm. And I want to do the Avengers book. So if I said Avengers, what would you say?
Oh, that's a hard thing.
New Avengers.
New Avengers? Uh-huh. Groundbreaking.
Avengers Undercover.
Never read it.
Captain America and the Mighty Avengers.
Too new.
Oh, this all sucks. I probably should have been better off doing it with Jordan. Jordan, Batman.
Right now, great. Amazing.
Batman Eternal.
Very good. Very interesting.
Batman and Robin.
Oh, great stuff.
Detective Comics.
Pretty good.
Okay. See, that's what I'm talking about.
No. Wait. Do more than Batman, because everyone knows I'm a
Batman
fan.
Well, I don't know all you're reading. I know you're a Batman fan, so I just figured I'd throw it
off. Okay, well, just, okay, you know what? Just name off three random books right now.
Okay, Saga.
Amazing.
Rocket Girl.
Very good. Underrated.
Let's see what else. I don't know. Justice League?
Not reading Justice League. I kind of fell off of that.
Okay. Green Arrow.
You already said free, but I'll allow you this last one. Green Arrow, Jeff Lemire. The only thing worth reading of New 52 Green Arrow is Jeff Lemire.
Well, they took him off.
But, okay, right now, it's interesting. It's only two issues. I need three at least to, you know, see where it's going.
And did you read the Justice Jeff Lemire Teen Titans?
Earth One? No.
I heard it was very. I have not read it.
I've heard that as well. Maybe
people are saying he should be writing the manga.
Maybe I'll have a review for it soon enough. But we're just out of time. And thank you once again for listening. Thank you for participating, Lee and Iron. We look forward to it. Having you guys back, hopefully for more.
I thought y'all were going 4 hours tonight.
No,
that's what Surfer said.
I cannot do 4 hours.
I gotta get ready for once.
I got shit to do. We got Walking Dead to watch.
Yeah, that's right.
Season finale, mid season finale. I've only seen episode 2, so I'm behind. So
on this note, I'm going to say good night.
Wait, you didn't see episode 3 yet?
No, I've only seen up to 2.
Oh, man.
No. The last one I saw was it might be 3, the one that had something with Bob. I saw that one.
Well, when they snatched Bob up and his leg?
At the end, I saw that one.
That was episode 2. You got to see the next episode.
I didn't see 3. I figured it was going to happen to somebody since in the comic it happened to Dale. So I figured, you know.
Yeah, but Dale, long.
And before anybody says spoilers, that shit happened about 5 years ago. So
okay, spoilers for, okay, non-spoilers for the comics, but spoilers for the TV show.
I didn't say anything because I only seen up to episode 3, so.
I was talking to Surfer. Okay. And you, but let's shut up. My voice is almost gone. Let's wrap up. So, from me and all everyone here at Rand Entertainment Media Radio, I say good night.
Papers.
People, thanks for listening. We appreciate your support and you know, listening to us. Give the Twitter handles, people, before you go.
At Joe Woco, JOWOCO.
What's your Twitter, Lee?
I don't do Twitter.
You should.
I'm good. I'm actually about to take a Facebook hiatus starting tomorrow for the month of December. So
you can follow me on Twitter at SilverSurfer4FOR. And so you don't want to be a moderator on the Facebook page, Lee? Because I make you one if you're willing to post articles.
You got a am I part of your Facebook group?
I hope so.
What is it? What are you reading?
Yeah.
Let's see. What are you reading? Yeah, I'm actually on there. You posted yesterday, Deadpool.
Well, it was an article about who came first between DC and Marvel.
Strangely similar. Yeah, I actually was having a conversation about. I'll be back in January, but yeah, I'll be cool. I'll post on there. I'll actually make sure that it goes into so I can add it to my interest list so that actually I can see the stuff because I wasn't seeing the post. So.
Yeah, I posted the Batman Vader video. I posted
Stan Lee, Big Hero 6 featurette, Doctor Who Christmas special. Okay, cool, got it. All right,
so thanks again for listening, and as always, the final word is...